Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that fills in the blanks. Not that your blanks needed filling in. It's just the way we roll.
I think their blanks need filling in pretty desperately.
Yeah?
Well, how you doing, buddy?
You and I are going to have to agree to disagree on the blanks.
Let's agree to never disagree to disagree.
Fine. So how
those
are you holding up? How are you holding
I'm doing all right. I had a good week. I broke my own record, my own indoor personal record.
Oh,
883.
883 what?
Oh, 883 songs on WFMU that I didn't recognize in a row. I listened to your little radio station.
Uh-huh.
That's my own personal best.
That's that means you were listening to FMU for a pretty long time.
Oh, yeah, just waiting for a song I recognize. I wonder what our listeners' personal bests are. It's kind of exciting.
883, that's like 20 times 3. It's like you were listening for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah. And then I chewed glass. It's a sort of a cleansing sort of ritual.
Uh-huh.
How you doing, pal?
I'm doing great.
Hey, you looking forward to our big talent show?
Boy, am I! What a great lineup we have.
I wish we didn't have to abide by the governor's rule and limit our capacity to 25%.
We don't. It's a Zoom benefit.
Okay.
Yeah, the 7 Second Delay talent show is Saturday night at 7 p.m. You can buy tickets at WFMU.org.
And what is the maximum capacity on Zoom?
There is no maximum capacity, but we are charging $10 or $5 per eyeball.
Yeah.
And then if you...
You know what is great about $10 is if you invite 39 people over, that's 40 people mm-hmm. watching the little show, right?
Right.
That's 25 cents a person. You could charge a dollar at the door and make 75 cent profit per person.
Wow.
I bet that's, I bet there's going to be a lot of that going on.
So you're proposing that somebody buy a $10 ticket for the 7 Second Delay talent
show. Exactly.
And then
they can put up flyers around their neighborhood and cram 40 people into their living room.
So it would be like a super spreader event.
It would be, my friend, it would be a super duper spreader event. That's how much fun it would be.
Well,
that's
I happen
fun and dangerous.
I'm very into social distancing myself, but if ever there were a reason to have a super duper spreader event,
yeah,
it would be the 7 Second Delay talent show.
Oh my God, you could really clean up.
Yeah,
and there's always a chance, there's an outside chance that you'll be entertained.
Well,
stranger things have happened. Yeah, it's possible. You've got to admit it's possible.
That's whiskey talking.
Yeah, you've seen our lineup. There's a chance.
We have a great lineup. Zane is going to do comedy.
I love it. I'm going to do comedy. I'm going to do my son Evan's comedy.
Cool, cool.
Because I'm too lazy. I'm too slothful to write my own.
Megan is doing Megaroni the Super Hooper is doing a special Andy Breckman hula hoop performance.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I normally I'd have to pay good money for that in Amsterdam.
Keith from the Bindlestiff Family Circus is going to be stuffing things inside holes in his body and then removing them from different holes.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're squeamish, look away. All for $10.
Yeah. All from the comfort of your own home. $5 per eyeball.
And where can we buy tickets?
At WFMU.org.
I'm there, baby. And what are you going to do? Oh, you're just our MC.
I'm the MC, and like I told you last week and the week before, I'm doing my new race-based comedy set.
I can't wait.
Based on Charles Murray's book, The Bell Curve.
I just can't wait.
It's a rough translation of the bell curve.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to lend itself to comedy, to stand-up comedy.
Oh, no.
I'm so looking forward
no,
to
No, you don't
that.
Understand. No, that book is about eugenics. It's hilarious.
I am intrigued. I am intrigued, I will say that. And today, what are we doing today to continue to promote our little extravaganza?
Well, we were going to do a trivia contest of me against the world, but I think we're just going to make it listeners engaging.
Against me.
Yeah, listeners versus Andy. For some odd reason, Andy wanted to write a bunch of trivia questions.
I offered to write. I have some rock and roll trivia questions. I've put together 15, maybe 20.
Incredible.
And a listener can call. And if you can beat me, if you answer correctly, we will send you a link to the talent show for free. It was a free admission.
That's right. Regardless of how many eyeballs you have.
Yeah. So that's kind of exciting. And I will contribute $10 toward the pot. I will pay for your admission.
Right. There you go.
So your little rinky dink Mickey Mouse station doesn't lose any money.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You know, it's a hard act to follow. We did Zoom karaoke, last Saturday night, and it was a smashing success. People said it couldn't be done. But it actually worked very well.
Okay. So that's the bar. The bar's been set there, huh?
Yeah, the pressure's on.
And you're doing one of these every week?
Yup. We're doing a one-man show with Hardy White coming up in a couple of weeks. And Mark Hurst is doing an edition of Skeptech as a Zoom event. And then I think on Halloween night, Brandon and Mona Mee are doing a Halloween party on Zoom.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Halloween is Saturday this year.
Yep, I know. Wouldn't you go and figure it? 2020 would have Halloween on the best day of the week.
I wonder if kids are going to be actually going door to door. We can keep a distance. We can hurl candy at them.
Right.
We can build a catapult.
Can you build a catapult?
Well,
if you could build,
I could hire a man to build a catapult. I could hire Braveheart.
If you had a catapult
yeah.
for Halloween, I would come over your house.
Oh wait, we could do a show from the front porch.
Yeah, just
that's right. We've talked about this.
I just want to operate the catapult. As long as you let me operate the catapult.
Okay, what if it's not a homemade catapult? What if I actually invest and buy a catapult?
That's fine. No, I don't care whether you make it.
Do they
it.
Sell catapults anywhere?
Oh, yes. Trebuchets. Oh, very big. Yeah.
I'd love to go to Home Depot tonight. Yeah, where are the catapults? What aisle? I can't seem to find the catapults.
Hey, we never did our Home Depot show.
Oh, man. There's so many shows we've never done.
I love that idea. Andy and I were going to just get...
Wait, I have orange aprons. I actually bought them.
We were just going to wear orange aprons and go into Home Depot and just hover around, just hover over people.
Give bad advice.
Yeah. And we are also doing a fundraiser online. You can go to WFMU.org and pledge your support to WFMU or to 7 Second Delay. And I'm just going to check to see here if anybody has pledged since the beginning of the show. And no.
Well, you should be warned. You pledge money to FMU, there's a chance the station will continue to broadcast.
There's always that chance. I think that's a risk that a lot of listeners are willing to take.
Huh.
They like to live dangerously.
Yeah. Your little radio station. I'm so proud of you, my little buddy. little radio station.
Listen to Mr. Unemployment.
I believe
patronizing
me. I believe
I
could say I'm semi-retired. I don't have to say I'm out of work. I'm 65 now.
If you're retired,
I have a built-in excuse.
Let me ask you this then.
Yes, sir.
Why do you pretend to go to work every day?
To save my marriage. That's a no-brainer.
Oh, really? Your wife thinks you're still working?
She doesn't care where I go.
Oh,
she
I see.
Just doesn't care. That's a fact.
So why don't you just start going to the handball court?
Yeah, fine. I'll do that too. But today I came to work and I had to think of these rock and roll trivia questions.
All right, it's time for rock and roll trivia. The phone number
okay,
is
you get it right, and your ticket on to the talent show is on me.
That's $10 out of Andy's pocket.
Yeah. What's the phone number, buddy?
It's 201-209-9368. You write it down. It's a new number.
201-209-9368.
Wow. You did that great.
I wrote it down. I took your advice.
Oh, cool.
T-W-O.
No.
O-H.
Just, no. The,
O-N-E.
You don't need to do that.
What?
Spelling out the phone number.
I don't need you to micromanage me, buddy.
That's not micromanaging. That's just...
I'm a pretty high-functioning individual. I think I know what I'm doing. All right. 201-209-9368. You answer correctly. Your ticket is on me.
And now the calls just pour in.
Yeah, avert your eyes. Avert your eyes. Don't look at the phone bank directly.
Okay. I got my hand over.
It's like looking into the sun. You know what you might want to do is bring a cardboard box and drill a little hole in the box.
Okay.
And then you can look at the light. What's the word when you look at an eclipse? There's a fancy pants scientific word.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When you're not looking directly at an eclipse, when you're looking at a reflection of the sun.
Yeah, I don't believe that. Why can't you look at an eclipse? I stare directly into the sun all the time.
You can ask my friend, Blind Willie McGee.
Blind Willie, why can't I look directly at the sun? Is he deaf also? He's not answering.
He is deaf also. He's probably the luckiest guy I know.
Hi, you're on the air. We're talking to you.
And that's how it works.
Yeah,
it's as simple as that. How hard can that be?
That's how it works. All right, we're going to check again to see if anybody has pledged their support to 7 Second Delay at WFMU.org.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me cross my fingers.
Just waiting for the page to refresh, and that's a no. Okay. Hi, you're on the
Come
air.
On. How much fun is this?
Hi, hey, who's this?
This is Zach from Waldwick.
Hey, Zach. Andy, it's Zach from Warwick.
Hey, Zach, you're looking forward to our big Saturday night talent show? What else, possibly have to do on Saturday night?
Yeah, Zach wants to get in for free.
Yeah, nobody else has any other plans. That's the beauty of it, right, Kenny?
Yeah, so Andy has some great trivia questions that he composed himself. And, Zach, if you can win, if you get the answer right, then Andy will pay for your ticket.
All right.
But, Zach, you have to swear on your mother's fingers, on your mother's thumb, that you're not online and you won't be able to, and you're not going to Google the right answer.
No Googling, Zach.
I'm in the car. No
Excellent.
Problem.
Excellent.
Okay, but I still need you to swear on your mother's fingers.
All right, I swear.
Your sainted mother's fingers. Okay, let me see. Okay, I have some questions here. These are questions I made up myself.
As long as you didn't make up the answers, that's all.
No, of course not. Okay, there have been tens of thousands of rock and roll bands formed since the birth of rock and roll. Am I right, Ken? Am I right, Zach?
Yes.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Okay. What is the worst band?
What?
What that's is the not, worst band?
This is not
in the history of rock and roll.
This is that. That's a completely subjective question.
No, it's not. When you hear the answer, you'll agree. No one will argue with me.
I thought you...
Zach, you know the answer. I'm beginning with this is so easy.
Yeah, I think I know this one.
Yeah.
It's not a real question.
And of course it's a real question.
I mean, it's not a real answer.
There's got to be a worse band. I happen to know the answer.
Zach.
I think I know it too.
Zach.
Okay, Zach, what is the answer?
Starlin.
I think the answer is the Eagles.
No.
Yes. Yes, he's
no,
right.
Not even close.
He's right.
Oh, see, that's like a joke answer.
It's a joke question.
No, please. Everybody knows the answer to that.
All right, Andy.
The answer is R.E.M.
What?
So nice try, though. But thanks for calling, and we'd love to have you join us on Saturday night.
Thanks, Zachy.
I look forward to having a super spreader event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you have a super spreader event. Everyone gets in. Everyone pays a quarter. You've got 40 people. It's quite a bargain. We can guarantee that our talent show will be 25 cents worth of entertainment.
No.
Can't we get?
Have him charge a dollar, and then he makes 75 cents per ticket.
That's true. You can do that, too.
Yeah.
Okay, my next question.
Zach. Andy, wait.
My next question will be a true or false question.
Yeah, but are these real? That was not a real question.
What the hell are you talking about? The worst band in the history of rock and roll. Ask anybody.
R.E.M. R.E.M.'s worse than the Starland Vocal Band.
R.E.M., they're joyless. They're just so, it's like dirge music.
Worse.
They're horrible. Oh, please, Ken.
Worse now than Hazy Fantasy.
You're making a joke. It's so obvious. Okay. 201-209-9368.
All right, let's just check to see. Let's check again our thank you board to see if anybody has pledged at WFMU.org in support of...
You got a drum roll? This is
7-second delay. Hitting the refresh button, and that's another no. Oh, wait! Oh, my God! A different Zach pledged, and he says that he's happy to support his third favorite show on WFMU. 7-second delay. Thank you, Zach.
I'm quite honored. Okay, I have a true or false question.
Okay, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hi, who's this?
I got through. Oh, actually, this is another Zach.
Oh my God.
I go by Zachary.
Three Zachs in a row.
You know, a lot of shows don't have any Zachs. I think we've got them coming out our ass.
Yeah, we have a couple of Zachs performing at the talent show, too.
Yeah, coming out our ass.
Yeah.
It's really our year, you know, 2020. Yeah.
I mean, that's right. It is your year.
Wow. God gave 2020 to the Zachs?
This is...
I'd ask for a refund.
This is a true or false question. Zach, of course, you're familiar with Elvis Presley. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, peanut butter sandwich guy.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Yep.
Yeah. So this is a true or false question about Elvis Presley. And you can't go online. You have to swear on your mother's kneecaps that you're not going online.
Okay. No,
okay,
staring at
ready?
My wall.
True or false? It is not false that Elvis Presley, at no time in his life, did not record for Sun Records.
What?
It's a true or false question about Elvis Presley. Yeah. It couldn't be easier. Well, I'll read the statement again. It is not false that Elvis Presley, at no time in his life, did not record for Sun Records.
So that's three negatives, Zach.
I need an answer, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley, my God, the king of rock and roll. It can't get easier.
He did record for Sun.
Oh, for the love of God.
And
the answer is false.
I needed another false in there. Okay.
Zach said false. Zach did.
I gave him the answer before he answered. Our time was
Andy, these questions are, these are not real questions.
Yeah, this is like
about
the kind of questions
Presley,
in your trivia game, Andy.
I couldn't think of a bigger rock star than Elvis Presley.
I'm sorry, Zach.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I know.
Okay, we hope to see you on Saturday night.
It's messed up.
7 o'clock.
Hey, thank you. Thank you to Lisa in Brooklyn who pledged again because she felt sorry for Ken and Andy. Thank you, Lisa.
Hey, I have another. Trivia question?
Is this? Are these questions all going to be completely ridiculous? Aren't there any real questions
about Elvis Presley?
Well, that was just like semantic.
Perhaps the most famous single figure in the history of music.
Yeah, but it was just a bunch of triple negatives. Everybody knows he recorded for Sun Records.
I'm sorry if you're not happy with how the question was phrased. Perhaps you could take the SATs again next Saturday. Here we go. We're ready with our next question.
Hi,
209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air. No, looks like we lost him. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Zane in New York.
Zane?
Zane in New York.
Hey, Zane. Zane's performing at our talent show on Saturday night.
Fantastic. Zane, yeah, that's right. We talked to Zane last week.
Yeah. Zane's becoming a regular caller.
Yeah, I gotta get my spot back.
Is there anything that Zane needs to know as a regular 7 second delay caller?
I think Zane is self-taught. We're down to, I believe, Zane and Pam as our regular callers.
And Nadia. Don't forget Nadia.
I have already forgotten Nadia.
Nadia with the unicorn last week, the live unicorn.
Regular caller?
Yes. Zane's the only male regular caller that we have.
What happened to Danger? I liked him.
Yeah, we don't know what happened to Danger.
Okay, let me see. Other questions? Let me see.
Thank you to Nicholas in Santa Monica.
Did I ask what the worst band in the history of rock and roll was already?
Yeah, you did. It was the Star
Wars. Oh, here's one I haven't asked. What is the stupidest song ever written?
Not the
worst. This is not the worst. I just want to make that distinction. It's the stupidest.
Oh, I know. I know the song you consider the stupidest. It was... Zane, it's about the rain. It's something about not wanting to go outside because it's raining. And if I go outside and it's raining, people won't be able to see that I'm crying because I'm so heartbroken.
I believe you're thinking of I Wish It Would Rain.
Yes, I Wish It Would Rain.
That is the second stupidest song ever written.
Oh, it's the second stupidest. I know, that's a big hint, though. So I should be thinking of a rain-based song.
Yeah.
The stupidest song ever written, and no one will argue with me, is The Horse with No Name.
By America.
Yeah.
I didn't guess. So can I guess now?
Yeah, go ahead and guess, Zane.
Okay, I'm going to guess The Horse with No Name. No.
Very good! Zane wins!
I just changed my mind. It's I Wish It Would Rain.
Who did I Wish It Would Rain?
I Wish It Would Rain was The Temptations or The Miracles.
Wow.
or it was a Motown.
Why do you hate America so, Andy?
Oh God, they were bad.
Yes, they
Come
were.
Come on, wait. What else did they do?
I can't remember a single. Oh, I can hear the song, but I can't remember the name of it.
They don't have to have done anything else except A Horse with No Name. A Horse with No Name was their bid for immortality.
Yeah, a Neil Young.
The stupidest song I ever heard.
And a terrible ripoff of Neil Young, too.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
It is. That's exactly right. The same rhythm, the same.
Yeah, and it came out right after Heart of Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Neil Young hired them to make himself even better.
Oh, my God, that's diabolical. I bet you Neil Young did that.
So no one will notice he sings like a little girl.
Hey, Zane, we can't wait to hear your comedy stylings on Saturday night at the 7 Second Delay Talent Show.
Thank you.
And let's see, you requested a laugh track?
Yes, I have very low confidence.
Okay, so do you want an English-speaking laugh track, or would you prefer a Spanish-speaking laugh track? Huh?
Cantonese.
We can get you a Cantonese laugh track.
Thank you.
Okay.
I don't think you'll need a laugh track. You don't need to work with Annette. I think you're a funny guy, but a laugh track means he'll be hearing our laughs live with a pre-recorded laugh track. Is that what it means, Ken?
Oh yeah, it's guaranteed laughter, but it's Cantonese laughter, so it's even better.
Makes it better, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm truly looking forward to it. Hey,
Thank you, Zane.
A laugh track too?
Yes. What language laugh track would you like?
I'll use the same one. If it's good enough for Zane, it's good enough for me.
It's only free to use each language one time. Can I give you a Mandarin laugh track?
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, the phone number here is 201-209-9368.
If you beat me, What am I saying? I will pay your admission to the
talent show. You're going to pay the admission to the talent show on Saturday night. Jake,
if you can beat me.
Jake in Colorado says that everyone except Andy knows that the Eagles are the worst band ever. And Jake put some money down to back that up. Thank you, Jake.
The Eagles?
Yeah.
Oh, they're fantastic. I agree. I think you misread Jake's note. There was some kind of typo or something.
I don't think so.
All right. If you can, if I can stump you, you have to pay your own way.
But these are not real questions. Can you get
these? Are all real questions.
They're all completely subjective. They're completely subjective. Who's the worst? Who's the worst band in history?
R.E.M.
There's no answer.
Oh, I thought you were asking.
No, there's no answer to that.
Stupidest song ever written.
It's everybody's.
Oh, please.
For years, you were saying, "I wish it would rain" was the worst song ever written.
But
now,
you know what happened? You know what happened earlier this week?
What?
I heard A Horse with No Name again.
Oh, I know why you heard it again.
Yeah.
Because there's a big new reissue of America out.
Oh, deluxe box set.
Yeah, there is a deluxe.
All the outtakes. You can actually hear them putting their music together.
Yeah, you can hear the development of A Horse with No Name.
Yeah. 38 takes.
From the original clippity-clops to the final strings being added. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, it's you.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, you're a music fan?
I am. This is... Zach from Dallas.
Oh my God, it's Zach number four.
They're coming out of every orifice.
Apparently.
Hey, speaking of Orify, Andy, speaking of Orify.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Zach. Keith from the Bindle Stiff Family Circus is going to be doing a very amazing circus trick involving Orify.
Can audiences suggest different orifices?
Of course.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is all happening Saturday in your own living room?
Yep, Saturday, 7 p.m.
For $10, you can invite 40 people over and charge them a quarter apiece.
Well, $5 per eyeball.
$5 per eyeball.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Zach, you're a music fan?
Yes.
Here's a question. I'm not asking what the worst band was. We've already established that. That's obvious. But what was the worst name for a band? I'm not saying the band itself was bad, but the worst name ever for a band.
I only know one song by them, but I would say the band America. This seems pretty unoriginal.
Yeah, that's not a great name. I would agree. But yeah. The answer might surprise you. The worst name for a band was the Beatles. With the little pun there in the title, Beatles. Of course, it's a legendary band. Love the band itself. But it's a terrible name for a band.
Why?
Because I know you've lived with it. It's now part of your life. It's such a big part of your life that it's hard to take a step back and actually look at the name and consider the name separate from the band.
Well, first of all, it's pronounced the Beatles.
That's how I've always pronounced it.
It's a terrible name.
And it was
if you were in a band and it was the first day of rehearsal and somebody said, let's call ourselves the Beatles, but spell it Beatles, that guy would no longer be in the band.
Well, they were called the Silver Beatles before that.
They were called the Silver Beatles for a minute, yeah.
And then the Quarrymen before that.
The Quarrymen, I would take over the Beatles.
It was like a nod. It was like a nod.
It's ironically, it's the greatest band that ever worked. Well, in music
I would not agree with that.
The worst name. You'd think REM, the worst band in history, would be called the Beatles. It's crazy.
So every one of these questions is just a completely ridiculous subjective.
That's not ridiculous. That's the worst name ever. The Beatles with a little pun for beat.
All right. I hope everybody's making notes on all the bands that Andy is mentioning, because at the talent show, we haven't mentioned this, Zach, at the talent show on Saturday night, Andy's giving away $134.
Oh, you're right. I am. That's absolutely true. This is legitimate.
Yeah, this is legitimate. Andy's putting up $134, and one person who's attending the talent show, if they can guess which band Andy is thinking of,
I think it's going to work like this. I will not cheat. I will write down the name of a band.
Like REM or America.
I will put the name in an envelope, and I will hold the envelope. You will see me. I will at no point open the envelope and change what I've written. And Ken, you can ask me three yes or no questions about the band.
Okay.
Okay? This will happen Saturday night. And then everybody in the audience, everybody that's bought a ticket and is watching the show, they're invited to write down their guess on a piece of paper and hold it up to the camera.
My first question, I already know my first question.
It has to be a yes or no question.
Yes. Is it the Eagles?
Okay, if that's what you want, if that's your question. And then everyone will hold up their answer to the camera, and we will be able to see everyone's guesses, and then I will open the envelope and hold up the correct answer. And to everyone who has answered correctly.
Each one of them gets $134.
No. No,
yes.
They would
yes.
split. No, they can't do that. What if you ask a really pertinent, on the mark question and 10 people answer correctly?
That's $1,340.
All right. How about this? I'll do this. I'll meet you halfway. I'll put $200 on the table.
Yes.
But hold on. But that pot would be split between everyone that's answered correctly.
Okay.
Can I guess the band?
Yes.
Well, no, you'll have to wait. No, this is our inducement. This is our little carrot we're dangling for Saturday night.
So I can't win this $200 pot, right?
No, now. No, you have to attend the talent show Saturday night. You can get tickets. It's $5 per eyeball. The eyeball doesn't have to be working, but it does have to be in its socket. And you can get the tickets at WFMU.org.
Okay. Well, so, I'm telling you now, I'm going to be guessing Chumbawamba, but that's just me.
Okay. Well,
now you've let Andy know that Chumbawamba was a band.
But now I know I could definitely use that name, knowing this guy, our new friend Zach, will not guess that again twice.
Right. Andy, what was the band that Zach just named?
Chumbawamba?
Wow, I'm impressed.
If that impresses you, then we're going to be fast friends.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Zach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. So now when will this happen? This will happen early in the talent show, or this will be the big finale?
I think the finale.
Yeah, it's a big it's like holding a raffle at the end
of
the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to think of a band. It has to be a band that everyone's heard of. But it's relatively minor, but still, I guess the rule should be they've had at least the band or artist has to have had a number one hit? Well, two hits that charted. I don't know if number one.
Two top 10 hits?
Okay, let's say two top 10 hits.
Okay.
Okay.
Based on Billboard. Oh, Billboard.
Oh, wait, hey, wait, my wife is texting me. Oh, my gosh, that was my nephew, Zach.
You didn't even recognize him.
No, I didn't. Wait, did he say he was from Dallas?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for the love of God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just living in my own little dream world.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't recognize the voice of your own nephew, Zach.
I love that kid.
I love him more.
Now I'm embarrassed. Now I have a lot of explaining to do. Oh, I would have given him an easier question.
Hey, Jeff, your old pal from Lockerbie checked in and donated some money to 7 Second Delay. Thank you, Jeff.
Why?
He didn't give a reason.
I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
Some kind of clerical error.
No, I think it looked like it was intentional. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh.
It's you.
Oh.
Hi.
Yeah, it's me. It's Jeff from Queens.
Hi.
Hi, you can't believe you got through. You love the show.
Yeah, I was about to hang up.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't hang up, Steph.
Yeah.
You're going to regret not hanging up now.
Because Andy's got another ridiculous question for you.
Are you ready? Okay. You love music?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to stump you. Okay, you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Let me think.
Oh, you're literally pulling these out of your butt in real time. You didn't even write them down ahead of time. So that explains everything.
Okay.
I see.
Are you a fan? I'm going to give you a choice. Are you a fan of The Doors? Are you a fan of The Beatles? Have you heard of these bands?
No, yeah, I have. I'm just like, I'm not really a fan of either.
I know you're a fan of
The Doors.
Eddie Van Halen, who just passed away, right?
Yeah.
Now, where were you when you heard that Eddie Van Halen passed away? Do you remember exactly where you were?
Yeah, I was in the living room.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever be able to re-enter that room, at least not for a while.
Yeah.
He was a legendary guitarist.
Yes, he was. Truly one of the good guys of rock and roll.
Yeah, okay. From 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest, how good was he on guitar?
I didn't like his guitar playing.
Okay, we're not asking you.
Okay. Oh, this is the trivia question for Steph.
Yeah.
This is the question.
Andy, you can't get more subjective than that.
No. Eddie Van Halen, everyone knows this.
Seven.
Oh, so close. Oh my God. That's amazing. That is amazing. That's an amazing guess. He answered 6.8. That is amazing.
Who,
I feel like we should almost give him the $10.
Yeah, who is that based on? I mean, who's
Eddie Van Halen.
No, who's rated? Who,
guitarist for Van Halen.
Right, but who rated him 6.8?
Well, if you listen to his music, that's what that's how good he is.
But somebody had to make that determination.
You just listen to it and you say that's a 6.8. Everyone would agree. Except for this guy, except for Steph.
Are you going to give Steph? She got very close.
She did, and I don't make the rules. I wish I could. You know, if I bend the rules for Steph, I have to bend the rules for everyone. Ken.
Okay.
Okay, but Steph, we'd love to have you join us on Saturday. Maybe you'll win the $134.
$200, you said.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. $200.
You said $200.
Yeah. Putting $200 on the table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Steph. In addition to the $200 prize, we're also giving a prize of $150 to the best performer.
Oh, we are?
Yeah. And the attendees get to vote.
Can I determine who that is?
No, whoever attends gets to vote.
Oh, everyone gets to vote?
Yeah.
We're going to lose money.
A little something called democracy, Andy. Have you heard of it?
Wait, you're giving away $150?
Yeah.
How many tickets have we sold?
Oh, three.
All right. My next question is not a subjective question. There is only one correct answer.
We don't have a caller yet. Hang on a second.
Oh, someone will call. 201 something something something.
Wow, that worked. Hi, you're on the air.
201 209 9368.
I can't believe you got through either. Who's this?
You love the show.
I love the show. It's listener Terry in Connecticut.
Oh, hey, Terry. Andy, hey. It's our old pal Terry in Connecticut, formerly of California. He's the guy who set all the wildfires.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, we talked to him last week. That makes him another regular. That makes him a regular caller.
Damn, yeah. we are racking up the regular callers.
Yeah, you remember what we talked about, Andy?
No,
I remember.
No.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting for Hellraiser 2, The Soakening. So.
That's right.
Anyway,
oh, I do remember.
What's your question?
Right, the soaking. Andy agreed to a 3-minute soaking at some point during this month.
In addition to this $200 deal?
Yes.
Hey Terry, how old are you? And I will find an appropriate question based on your age.
I am 57.
Okay, so you're more or less, you're my generation. Okay, here we go. Terry, name two rock and roll stars that have been called the Lizard King.
Two of them.
Two of them.
You have to name both. What is so funny?
I would have to say it would be Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison is one.
That's one of them.
Yes.
And Don McLean.
Oh, no. The correct answer is Jim Morrison. You did get that correct. And John Sebastian.
John Sebastian.
From the Lovers Booth.
He was never called the Lizard King.
I called him the Lizard King.
Well, you're the only one. You're the only...
What?
You're the only person.
Technically, I believe my question still holds. He has been called the Lizard King.
Not by anybody but you.
Did you mention Jim Morrison from The Doors?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, him too. Yeah. Those are the two Lizard Kings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we hope to hear from. Sorry you didn't win. Sorry you're not going home a winner. But we do hope.
Porcupine Pie.
Yeah, Andy, that's the stupidest song, Porcupine Pie. Who did that, Terry? Porcupine.
From Pod August Night.
I believe it was the flip side of Horse with No Name. So technically they're both stupid. The stupidest record ever.
Porcupine Pie, why does that ring a bell?
Tom used to make fun of it all the time. It's Neil Diamond.
Okay, there we go. All right, thanks, Terry. We hope you can join us on Saturday night at the talent show.
Yeah.
I do, too. So when does the bat signal go up for the Soakening?
Next week we'll announce when that's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Okay. Forgot about that. Hey, Terry.
Later in the month.
Thanks for reminding Ken about that.
I'm socking money away every day to put
Dear God,
it.
Why didn't I agree to that?
Excellent. Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Terry.
And let's hit the refresh button here. And see if anybody new has pledged. Oh, there's one. Ben, Andy, and Nanowit donated some money to WFMU. He says, sincerely, WFMU got me through a terrible surgery. Added benefit, the blood loss and narcotics really helped 7-second delay. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, I got to try that. That's the one thing I haven't tried. That would explain a lot.
Yeah. No, you got to do both, though. Blood loss and narcotics.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air. It's you.
Hello, boys.
Okay.
This here is Blood.
Okay.
Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
Love that dump button.
Yep.
Best invention ever.
Yeah, that wasn't even the dump button. That was just the hang-up button.
Yeah, that's the best invention.
Hi, you're on the air.
That was Thomas Edison's moment of genius.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, dear God.
Yes, this is Zach.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right,
I'm ready with my next question.
We're on a roll.
We are on a roll. Oh, my next question was, are we on a roll? And you just gave it away, Ken.
Oh, so you got to give a free ticket to somebody.
Well, I got to come up with another question. 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, don't talk in a funny voice.
Mick from Montclair.
Hey, Mick. How you doing?
Hey, Mick. Hey, so Mick, how far back do you go? About roughly how old are you?
I'm in that range. I'm 59.
It's Mick, okay, it's Mick from Montclair Esquire, is it not?
That's right. Yeah. I'm your general counsel.
Yeah.
I held your money in escrow when you had the bet about
that. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's our generation. So I can go back a little bit. I can dip a little bit back into the classic rock hat.
For a change.
For a change. Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, I'm going to ask you an actual question.
What?
Ask you a real question.
Whoa, with a okay. real answer?
As you know, anyone of our generation know that in their debut album, The Doors advised their fans to break on through to the other side.
Yeah.
Within 5 percentage points, what percentage of their fans successfully did break on through to the other side?
42.
And how did they do it?
Mick said 42.
With a candlestick.
Well, the answer is 42. That was exactly right. But how did they do it? That answer was drugs.
Not a candlestick?
No, I'm so close. I can't Maybe believe you got the harder part of the question correct.
A drug.
Yeah.
That was not a real question, Andy.
Yeah. That's as good as you're going to get, though.
Well, Mick from Montclair Esquire, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, please join us at the 7-second delay talent show.
I believe Ken means please join us anyway.
Yeah. Hey, thank you to Sebastian in Germany. Who says, soak Andy.
No.
Oh, we will, Sebastian.
You know that is a joke.
No, it's not a joke. No, it was definitely, there's no laughter there.
I have a good mind to ask you a really legitimate question.
Go ahead, then.
Okay, get a caller on the phone.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air. It's you.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mac.
Hey, Mac.
Hey, Mac. You okay? Because I know you might have access to a computer. I'm going to ask you to answer this within 5 seconds.
Okay.
You know the Beatles song "Lady Madonna"?
Yes.
What day of the week is not mentioned in that song?
Five, four.
Breaking up a little bit. What was that?
What day of the week is not mentioned in the song "Lady Madonna"?
Uh huh. That's definitely a Monday.
Three. No. I'm sorry. Monday is mentioned in Lady Madonna.
Monday's mentioned.
Oh, I didn't.
It was my one legitimate question. You had a 1 in 7 shot.
Is it Saturday?
It is Saturday.
Yeah, because Saturday is 3 syllables.
Oh.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit the meter.
Yeah.
But we hope to see you on Saturday. What? Oh, speaking of Saturday, how appropriate. What time on Saturday is this little shindig?
Andy, the 7 Second Delay Talent Show is at 7 p.m. on Saturday. And you can attend from anywhere because it's on Zoom.
I'll definitely try to be there. Or attend there.
Be there and be square.
Both.
I'll do both.
Yes, do both. Okay. Thank you.
Ken, my next question is a little teaser.
Yeah.
Is concerns...
I don't have a caller. Shall I get a caller?
Yeah, get a caller.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, hi.
Hi.
How are you guys? Is this Ken?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, my spidey sense is tingling. Isn't it, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm with you. No,
is your spidey sense tingling, Ken?
It was tingling. I hate it when I decide to give somebody the benefit of the doubt. That really sucks, you know?
That
sucks.
Yeah. So wait, what's our phone number, Kenny?
Oh, it's 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Scott from Alameda.
Hey, Scott. Hey, great to hear from you.
Yes, Scott. Great to hear from you.
Hey, you know, Scott designed the 7 Second Delay Fatal Flaw cigarette packs.
Oh, fantastic. Have they been sent out?
Oh, yes, they've been sent out. And Andy and Scott both, you'd be happy to know that 18 people have started a smoking habit as a result of the 7 Second Delay starter packs.
I was going to say, 18, we're named in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, right. No lawsuits.
No sweeter way to pass the time during a pandemic.
And you know, when we came up with the idea of giving out 7 Second Delay cigarettes this year, I had no idea.
It was a different world.
I had no idea how many laws we would have to break in order to do it.
And what is that number, Ken? How many did we break?
3. And this is your last chance to get the 7 Second Delay cigarettes, by the way, during the Hellraiser. For $75 or more, you can get a starter pack of 7 Second Delay Fatal Flaw cigarettes designed by Scott, who joins us now.
You know, the funny thing was, when I got them, I don't know what happened. I blew it on the warning label.
Uh-huh.
But it's a 7 Second Delay warning label. You can't read it.
Perfect. Then it's perfect.
It's so small, you can't read it.
And the brand name are the Fatal – it's Fatal Flaw.
Yeah, Fatal Flaws.
They had the fatal flaws. Now, you know who doesn't have a pack of those cigarettes?
Who?
Me! Send me a pack.
Okay, I'll send you a pack.
Did the cigarettes fit in there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell
okay,
yeah.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, so did I ask?
I mean, you had to snap them in half to fit them in.
No, you don't have to.
Okay, Andy, what's your question?
Give me your best shot, Andy.
Okay. Let me see. You a 60. Fan of?
Give me one of these era questions. I'm 60.
You're 60 years old. Okay.
Yeah, give me an era question.
Southern rock. Give him a southern rock question.
Oh, well, 60 years old. So you remember the Woodstock Rock Festival?
I was there.
Then I have a legitimate question. I really will put $10 on the table.
Okay.
Who was without Googling this, so you have to answer quickly, who was the second performer on stage at Woodstock?
The second performer on stage?
The second act that took the stage.
That's a great question.
Not the second act in question. The movie.
I'm going to say, what was that guy? That freak. No, I don't know.
Wavy Gravy?
No, he was the MC. Well, he's a performer.
Well, if that's your answer.
No, I'm ready with my answer.
Okay, what's your answer, Uncle Ken?
Sha-na-na.
No, they would save Sha-na-na.
Oh, really? They would save...
Until it starts to rain or something.
Okay.
That was the rain dance. No, the answer was Country Joe was the second guy.
Oh,
up.
I was going to say Country Joe.
Wow.
Damn. I didn't think he was going to play that. He would play that late.
And who closed as people were strolling out, picking up their garbage?
I believe it was famously Jimi Hendrix, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. And he was booed.
Wait, I have another great little bit of trivia about Woodstock. Okay, I don't know if this is true or not, but I've heard this. That Richie Havens came out, he sang Freedom, right?
Right, with the claw. He had that giant claw.
He was in the movie. And I have heard that he made that up on the spot.
No way. No way!
That was a song that we, all of us who saw the movie or who were there, actually saw him writing.
There's no way. There's no way. I can't believe
that. Haven't you ever heard that?
Yeah.
It sounds like he made it up.
It sure does.
It's just like a river of poetry, that song.
In fact, there's no other explanation. He had to have made it up if you think about it. Right on the spot.
Scott, please join us at the talent show Saturday night.
I'll certainly do that.
Well, this has been a wonderful show. I haven't had to write a single check. I haven't had to open my wallet.
All right, let's do a quick lightning round here. Hi, you're on the air.
You always brag about your
fans. Hey, what's
your
up, dude?
Hey, what's up? Is this Danger?
No, this is Zach.
Oh, hey, Max.
Zach.
I thought it was Danger. Sorry.
It's Zach number 8.
Yeah, I'm hanging up on Zach number 8. I thought he was Danger. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, it's you.
Yes, this is Tyler calling from Seattle.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Okay. Hey, Tyler, I have another legitimate question. I'm really risking it all. I'm risking $10.
Well, really, I feel lucky because I guessed the Beatles question right when I was playing along from home.
That has the worst name for a band?
Yeah, that's one of my, party lines.
Oh, that's why you're invited to so many parties.
Yeah, they love me.
Because you have observations like that. But so you would agree with me, it's a terrible name.
I do agree with you, it's horrible. It's exactly the scenario I give people. I'm like, so you're telling me you're sitting around thinking of band names and somebody says Beatles and you're like, yes!
Exactly.
Well, it was a nod to the Crickets.
Yeah, but with the pun. It was not John Lennon's finest hour. It just wasn't, Ken.
It doesn't add up.
It worked out fairly well for them, so, you know, hindsight is 20/20.
Okay, we'll do this really quick. We only have a few seconds, right, Ken?
Yeah.
Really quick. This is a yes or no question. Were the Hollies any good?
No.
Well, of course they were.
I don't know who they were, so I just said no.
The answer is yeah, they were pretty good.
Yeah, they were good.
Ah, shoot.
You had a 50-50 shot.
Thanks for saying shoot, Tyler.
You bet.
As opposed to the alternative.
Okay, I'll ask another couple of quick ones. This is just for you, Ken. Blonde on Blonde, the Bob Dylan double album.
Hello?
Double album. Did it have any bad songs on it, yes or no?
No.
The answer is yes, it did.
Hello?
What, you think Rainy Day Women number 12?
Rainy Day Woman number 12 and 35.
Oh, come on. That's a great song. Is this Nadia?
Rainy Day Woman.
Nadia.
Yes?
It's you, Andy. Nadia called.
Okay,
Nadia, this is our last chance. Nadia, this is for $10.
All right, fine.
And you should know this.
But only one question. I'm only 7, so.
Andy, don't forget that Nadia's only 7, so ask her a musical question from her own generation.
Well, this is a musical question about somebody that you both love. You and Ken both love this person, this artist.
Okay.
So I know that for a fact, so I think you might have a shot at this. Okay, what was the name of the band that I was in 6th grade? Me, Andy Breckman. It's about me. It's about, you've known me for 30 years, Kenny. Oh, my God. I'm insulted.
I don't know.
Was it the unicorns?
Oh, so close. It was the UFOs.
The UFOs.
Yeah, we played one little gig.
Yeah, what was your big song?
Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland? What's that?
Was that?
That was our hit.
That was an original?
That was an original. We would just take the stage and wait for someone to request Tomorrowland. Oh, okay. That's really the only song we knew. Sometimes we had to stay on stage for 45, 50 minutes.
Wow. Hey, we are out of time. Nadia, thank you so much for calling us. We didn't think you were going to call.
Hey, Nadia, are you around on Saturday night?
What?
Tell your parents you want to watch.
I'm not sure. I'm going to have to ask my dad.
Yeah, ask your dad if you can attend the 7-Second Delay Talent Show.
Yeah.
It's family fun.
Oh, no, family fun.
You work it out with your dad, Nadia.
Yeah.
We have to go. They can get your tickets at WFMU.org. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at
Saturday.
WFMU.org. See you Saturday, Andy.
A splendid time is guaranteed for most.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
I got one eye on my pistol and the other eye on my trunk. I don't mind spending my money, but please don't take it all. Don't mind spending my money, but please don't take it all. Well, leave me a little bit, baby, so I can have myself a ball. Well, you must think, baby, those $20 bills grows on trees. You must think those $20 bills, baby, grows on trees. Pick them up and throw them around like you do autumn leaves. And see. You don't know what you're doing, baby. You better ask somebody. Wake up and see. I want to know just how big a fool you think a man can be. One of these times, I ain't gonna be sleep. I'll be waking up on you. Yeah, baby.